Should I stay stand up?
Whatever
sit down?
You prefer.
However you're comfortable.
Yeah.
Okay. This way is fine. So today I have the opportunity to share Hebrews chapter 3. There is the title. So I would like to start before summarizing the chapter 1 and 2. Because there is a word, therefore, in the beginning of chapter 3 that is related with everything that is before, right? So, chapter 1, right here, this letter is awesome. So there are warnings and exhortations. So chapter 1, I see why you have to trust in Jesus. In chapter 2, I see what will happen if not. And in the chapter 3, I see how can you keep faithful, right? So, why should you trust in Jesus? Any thoughts? There will be a candy for people that participate, right? So, why? Yeah.
Because if I trust in myself solely,
yeah,
I'll lead myself astray.
Okay.
I don't trust myself.
Okay, thank you. So, I believe the author of Hebrews, he said that because Jesus is superior than the angels, that was meaningful for the people that was hearing this message, right? We are the Jewish. And that was very important for them. And of course, there are more reasons that why you should trust in Jesus. Scott already gave us one reason. So, and here's the homework for you for Wednesday, okay? So you have to write down all the reasons that you truly believe. All the reasons that you have to put your trust in Jesus. So please write all of them, not now. I mean, that's the homework, right? So in a paper and then nicely, right? And put it in a place in your home where you can see it frequently to remind yourself why you should put that trust.
Amen.
So, and we will check the homework this coming Wednesday, okay? So, okay, well, amen. What will happen if you neglect what you have heard? So, the author says that you will drift away. If you don't pay attention, you will drift away. There are more words, and you could, guy aside, slip away. In Spanish, it's lost direction, right? You will lose direction.
Yeah.
Okay, so, can you click one more click? No. Yeah, that one. So, if you guy aside or drift away, so you will get
punishment,
right? So because this message didn't come from angels, it came from Jesus, which is superior than the angels, right?
Right.
So, and the author says, how can we ignore this greater salvation, right? So, but I don't like to make you fearful, or that punishment will be your motivation to stay faithful. I don't want that message, I mean, today.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yes, there is punishment, but I put but, big letter, you see there? Yes, there is punishment, but there are plenty of resources that God has made already available for you to go to heaven. To you don't have to fail. I mean, you. It's a lot of help that we get from God. So, and I will try to convince you. So,
okay.
You were made holy, says Hebrews 2:11, right? You were made holy. You were set apart. You are not.
Yeah.
I mean, you are something special.
That's right.
Right? Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So that will motivate you to continue going. So you were set free of slavery.
Mm-hmm.
It says to Hebrews 2:15, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, yeah, that's nice, but not enough for me to keep in my head. So,
what's up, man?
So there is one more. Click. Yeah. Okay. That's not enough. So Jesus, who is superior to the angel, who calms the storm, who rose from the dead, he comes to help you.
Right.
So because in the verse 2:16, it says that, where am I? Hold on. Yeah, it says that, for surely it is not angels he helps. You remember that verse?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But Abraham's descendants, right? So
yes.
So Jesus is not another thing. It's not past. It's not. Sometimes we the Christians used to think in Jesus like something in the past. I mean, it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We don't think that Jesus is alive, is present, is active, is working right now in our life. I mean,
yes.
So that means that he's helping me right now in every situation. And Jesus is superior and powerful, right? If that doesn't encourage you, so here's one more thing, right? Jesus, the high priest, may make, what, can you pronounce that?
Atonement.
Atonement?
Yeah,
atonement.
Yeah. That word is very Hebrew word, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that means, here are another words that are synonyms, yeah? He make reconciliation,
uh-huh.
And this is another very Greek one, but Hebrew one. I mean, so, you have the help from Jesus, but even if you fail, even if you, Jesus still can reconcile, I mean,
that's
can
right.
remove
yeah.
and make you close to God again.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So there's plenty of help to
yes,
avoid
yes.
punishment.
Yes.
So this is the reason that we don't have to be motivated by punishment.
Right.
But by just this grace. Right.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So can you click? Yeah. Now finally, therefore, we will start with Hebrews 3. Okay. Therefore, yeah, it's related with all those things that we already see. Holy brothers and sisters, we share, I have here. Yeah, we share a heavenly calling. So, how do you feel? Do you feel holy? Don't answer me. Just
okay.
Just think.
Why do I want to answer?
Yeah. Just think.
Okay.
Yeah. So, the author is calling for holy brothers and sisters. So, do you believe that you are holy? Do you feel in that way? Because sometimes we read the Bible, but we don't believe.
Right.
We don't believe
right.
what the scripture is saying,
right.
what the scripture means. Well, that happened to me very often. So I said, I'm not holy. I have all those evil thoughts in my mind sometimes.
Yeah.
But it is not because of me, right? It's Jesus made me holy in the eyes of God,
mm-hmm.
right? He can.
Yeah.
And he's working on me, he's transforming my mind, my feeling, my heart, and everything. So, so here is how can we keep faithful. Verse 1, fix your hope in Jesus. This is the way that we will keep, you know, faithful. Fix your hope. And that is very interesting for me. It's very powerful because in 2 Corinthians says that we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. And there is one more scripture about the thought. So Jesus says in Matthew 9:4, says, why do you entertain evil thought in your heart? So I think that everything starts here in your mind.
Yes.
You start entertaining,
and
then you start feeling in that way.
Right.
It's not the opposite. You don't feel and then think. No.
Right.
You are thinking in this, and then after some time you are feeling in that way.
Okay.
Yeah, anger or sadness or whatever is you are entertaining. So, and this is how can we continue fix your hope in Jesus. And it says, and then here's the comparison between Moses and Jesus. So Jesus is superior than Moses. And Scott, can you read for me from 2 to 5?
Okay, verse 2 to 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses was faithful in all God's house. Jesus has been found worthy of greater honor than Moses, just as the builder of a house has greater honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything. Moses was faithful as a servant in all God's house, bearing witness to what would be spoken by God in the future. But Christ is faithful as the Son over God's house, and we are his house. If indeed we hold firmly to the confidence and the hope in which we glory.
Amen. So here I summarize in a table, hopefully. I will see it with Moses on the your left, Jesus on your right. So there is a big difference between a servant and son. So right now in this time we don't have the landlord with slaves working for you, or but in that time that was very common, and for them it was very clear the difference between being son and being the servant. So the son has the authority, the leadership of the family, right? So, but the servant, not. Even the servant didn't have a room inside the house, maybe over there, right? There's another difference, so superiority. So, Jesus is the Word, and Moses received the Word of God in the mountain. Do you remember?
Yeah.
So for people the Israelites, they were very confident in Moses, because Moses has a special connection with God. He used to talk face to face with God, and that was something that they respect and admire at the same time. But Jesus is God.
Yep.
Right? So that is superior than that what
right.
they have with Moses. So
right.
Moses leads the Israelites out of Egypt to the promised land, and Jesus is leading us to heaven. Right? And anyway, so but that I was wondering, why those would be important for me in this time if I don't worship Moses. I'm not Hebrew, right? What I see here is the superiority of Jesus. So this is another reason why you should put your trust in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So let's continue in the Hebrews 3. Scott, help me.
Okay. So as, just tell me when to stop.
No, the whole.
The whole thing, okay. So as the Holy Spirit says today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion during the time of testing in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested and tried you, tried me. Though for 40 years they saw what I did. That is why I was angry with that generation. I said, their hearts are always going astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared on oath, in my anger, they shall never enter my rest.
Amen. So the author is trying to encourage the people, right, that keep their faith in Jesus, don't go back to what was the old way to live, right? So, and he said, today, if you are drifting away, right, maybe you are given some steps, when do you have to stop and go back? He said, today, right?
Yes.
It's right now. So, if you already realize that you are walking in that way, you don't have to wait tomorrow, or maybe next year, I will start reading again, no, it's right now, right now. So if you hear his voice, and I like that part in yellow, do not harden your heart, because for me, involve your will, your decision.
Yeah.
So you cannot say, he made me be in this way, my parents. Yeah, people hurt you, but at the final you take the decision.
Yeah.
Right? You take the decision to keep, I don't know. So and the author is encouraging people do not repeat the same behavior
that's right.
So we have to think, if we are doing in the same way than like the Israelites, or not, maybe we are, you are fine, but something that caught my attention is that because of that behavior, they shall never enter my rest.
Mm-hmm.
So he was talking about the promised land, you know, because the Hebrew thought that they were suffering in Egypt or suffering in the desert, walking in the desert, but as soon as they get in the promised land, they will be rest, you know,
mm-hmm.
happiness, food, you know, rest.
Yeah.
So, and for us as a Christians, we will have that rest in heaven.
Yep.
Back. But sometimes, you know, there is rest here in Christ.
That's right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We were talking with Daniel, he said, yeah, the kingdom is here, but not yet. How do you say that?
Yeah,
kingdom is here, but not yet. So the rest is here, but not yet. Not completely, not the fullness, not as a, you know, you got a little bite, right?
Yeah.
So when you are in Christ, it doesn't mean that you are living in a bubble where everything is happiness.
Right.
You face some challenge, but you have hope.
That's right.
You have peace. You can suffer and at the same time be peace. That is something that we cannot comprehend fully, how that happened, what happened. I have experienced that, and I think that you too.
Yes.
So, I think that that means that it's here, but not yet, right?
Right.
Right.
You can test a little bit of that. So, continue. Now, can you?
Okay. See to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God, but encourage one another daily as long as it's called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. We have come to share in Christ if indeed we hold our original convictions firmly to the very end. As has just been said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion. Who were they who heard and rebelled? Were they not all those Moses led out of Egypt? And with whom was he angered for 40 years? It was not with those who sinned, whose bodies perished in the wilderness. And to whom did God swear that they would never enter his rest, if not to those who disobeyed? So we see that they are not able to enter because of their unbelief.
Amen. So, I put in bold or black letters that part. None of you has a sinful unbelief heart. So, and I was thinking, sinful? Sometimes, how do you say moda when something is the moda, Sophie?
Trend, like something people do, like a trend,
yeah.
Or something that's like,
what do you say, it's what the people today is, for example, the clothes, right? You don't dress up like in the 70s or 60s, right? So you are dressing like in this age, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes with the sin is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time when drinking alcohol was the worst thing of ever, right?
Right.
In some cultures, so some cultures make one thing sin worse than the other. It's not like
right.
that for God.
Right. Right.
And the other day I was talking with a family where dancing is sinful. But sleeping with your girlfriend is fine. I say, oh, it doesn't make sense. I mean,
yeah.
For me, but for them it does. I mean, it's not the same thing. And unbelieving heart has a simple unbelieving heart. Sometimes you and I overthink, right? And we don't believe some part of the Bible. And that causes, I don't know, anxiety or... And it's fine if just for a period of time, but it is a pattern in your life.
Right.
There's something in there that you
right.
have to deal with.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, ask to the Lord, why I'm so fearful of this, or why I don't trust that you are powerful enough to take care of me in this area.
Mm-hmm.
So, see, unbelieving heart is the heart that resists trusting. So
yeah.
you resist is
right.
It's part of you. I mean, you involve your will, right? So, and these people saw wonderful miracles, right?
Yes,
living Egypt,
right?
And all of them saw that, and now they are not trusting that God would provide water. They were complaining that no food, I don't have manna, or whatever. I mean, I want chicken or something else. They were complaining, right?
Yeah.
And so sometimes we are in the same way. So you have to ask yourself, and because, unbelieving heart. If it is a something frequent in your life, you have to think about it.
Right.
So, and the verse 14, it says that if we hold our original conviction firmly, hold, right? So, the next one. I want to summarize. So, how to continue being in the faith? So fix your Paul in Jesus. Second, hold firmly to our confidence and hope, right?
Yes.
And hold firmly is not like, I want to hold firmly. No, you have to hold. I mean, you have to put the effort, right?
Yeah.
It's not your, not confused, right? So it's not your performance that will save you. Nah,
no.
It's Jesus did all things.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to hold firmly. Can you click? And hold your original conviction. So, to summarize this, I asked to my daughter to drop something. Can you go? Yes. This is the bottom line of the chapter 3. Right? This is you.
The shadows and everything.
Which daughter did this?
So, this is.
Cool.
Huh?
You say your daughter did this?
Yeah, Marian.
Oh my goodness.
So, this idea gave me Sydney. He said, this Jesus.
Yeah.
It's like the Titanic, you know, the Titanic, powerful.
Yeah.
Nothing will stop here. This big ship, right? It's going to heaven.
Amen.
This Jesus. As long as you hold, this is yours.
Yeah.
As long as you hold that
and
that, you will make it. You will be there.
Yes.
There is nothing that can stop you to go heaven as soon as you keep hope. Yeah.
Amen.
Okay. So this is that it.
That's
I think
great.
So.
Great job.
And thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's a good visual.
I
like
it.
You like it?
Continue.
Did you pay her to do that?
Yes.
Pray for the food.
For the
pray for the food?
Yes. Can we pray for the food?
Yes.
Father, thank you so much for this food that you provide. Help us to enjoy and please be with those people in need that they may have something to eat today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Can you give us like 5 minutes? I'm sorry, are we not getting communion?
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I forgot to have you pray for communion. Let's pray. That's my mistake.
That's what he meant.
he said for
the food. I was more concerned about the physical food than the spiritual.
Yeah.
I completely forgot.